and the ashes would fall through a grate into a little cup like of the stove. It's hard to explain what that was like. And we would put sweet potatoes in that hot ashes, and we'd bake them. And we did the same thing. My mother used to, sometimes for a cooling for us, she used to say it was a cooling for our blood, we'd take the oyster shell, when you know you'd go out to the basin and buy a sack of oysters. That's how we got our oysters. And my father would open it and he would save the shells. And he'd wash the shells good. And my mother would put them in the oven and parch them. And she would make medicine for us with that. And that was the cooling for your system. She did the same thing with flax seeds. She would buy flax seeds. You know what that is? I guess I can't explain.
I know what flax seeds are.
Well, if ever we got something in our eyes, and during something, she put a flaxseed in your eye. Well, and clean it out, got it out. And she would take a tablespoonful of it, that same flaxseed, put it in a granny pitcher, and boil some water and put on that. And she would let that steep. And then she put it in the refrigerator, and we drank water from that. She wasn't sick like children is today. Because we use all old-fashioned things to make us well. We never had to run to a doctor like we do now. My mother was a doctor once. If we had a cold, she'd get some Vicks Ave and Vaseline and mix it together. And she'd take that Vicks Ave and she'd take a piece of brown paper. And she put that Vicks Ave and she got something called snuff. And she put it all over that paper and she'd grease our chest and she laid that on. And if we had any kind of cold, got rid of it. If we had a sore throat, she took boracic acid and honey and mixed it together and put some cotton around my finger. And she would almost choke you to death cleaning out your throat with it. But I guarantee you she didn't have a doctor bill like they have today. And we were pretty healthy kids. We just caught a little cold by going to school, things like that. But we had a happy life. And when after I was growing up, we did the same thing. I brought my kids up the same way I did.
Mm-hmm.
I never had no problems. I'd make medicine. Oh, we had goose on the yard. And we'd kill the goose, we'd take the fat, melt the fat, and mix it with honey, and give it to them for cold. And whenever, this was for my children, as well as for me when I was growing up. We had a real bad cold. My mother would make a medicine called a lock. You know what that is? You take castor oil, molasses, lemon, and a little baking soda. And you cook that together. And you put a little piece of butter. We had our own butter. She used to buy cream and churn our own butter. And make our own butter. And she put that in there. And she cooked that. And then after it was cooked kind of thick, she let it cool. And she'd pull it. Like you're just pulling candy. And she would tell us, don't y'all want a piece of candy? And we didn't know we was eating medicine. Because we wouldn't eat it, I guess. So she gave us that. And we ate that, our cold was gone. So we had what you call a lock. Our candy was called a lock.
Okay. Would she ever use any part of trees or anything like that?
Yes. If we had fever, she would go out into the woods. And he would break some bushes, it's called ella leaves. I don't see that today. And he would bring that home, and he would bathe us down with vinegar. And she would wrap us, put a big sheet on the bed, a lady's leaves, and wrap us in that sheet. And in less than about a half an hour, we were just sopping wet with perspiration, where that leaves and stuff had broke the fever.
And you had just...
sweat it out, yeah. And they had something else when my children were coming up, because I didn't remember when other people's children were coming up long ago. They had something he used to get in the woods, was called